Rip It Up by Richard Wiseman, read by Peter Noble.
A brief introduction. It's time to rip it up. Self-help gurus and business coaches preach the same simple mantra. If you want to improve your life, then you need to change how you think. Force yourself to have positive thoughts and you will become happier. Visualize your dream self and you will enjoy increased success. Think like a millionaire and you will magically grow rich. In principle, this idea sounds perfectly reasonable. However, in practice, the approach often proves surprisingly ineffective, with research showing that people struggle to continually think happy thoughts, that employees remain unmoved by imagining their perfect selves, and that those dreaming of endless wealth fail to make their millions. Over a century ago, the brilliant Victorian philosopher William James proposed a radically different approach to change. Since then, researchers from across the world have carried out hundreds of experiments into James's theory and discovered that it applies to almost every aspect of people's lives. Perhaps most importantly of all, the work has given rise to a series of easy and effective exercises that can help people feel happier, avoid anxiety and worry, fall in love, and live happily ever after, stay slim, increase their willpower and confidence, and even slow the effects of aging. This research has been presented at countless scientific conferences and published in academic journals, but has rarely made its way into the public domain. In my previous book, 59 Seconds, I described a handful of these exercises. Rip It Up builds on this work by presenting the first accessible and comprehensive guide to James's radical theory. It reveals how everything you currently believe about your mind is wrong, shows that change does not have to be challenging, and describes a series of easy-to-implement techniques that are designed to improve several different areas of your everyday life. Throughout this book, you're going to be asked to change your behavior. To emphasize this key message, I'm going to invite you to do something that I suspect you have never done before. I would like you to destroy parts of this book as you work your way through it. I suspect that there are two possible thoughts running through your mind at the moment. First, you might be thinking something along the lines of, "No, I hate the idea of ripping up my book." That, of course, is the point of the exercise. Ask someone to alter their behavior and they will quickly produce a long list of reasons why they should continue to act in the same old way. This attitude is perhaps understandable. After all, behaviors quickly become ingrained in our minds and soon start to feel like old friends. But it presents perhaps the biggest barrier to change. The most effective way of overcoming this problem is simply to do something that you've never done before, something that makes you feel rather uncomfortable but is harmless, like destroying a book. Second, if you're listening to this as an audiobook, then you will realize that you obviously can't carry out the exercise. That's fine. Simply find a self-help book that encourages you to change the way you think and destroy that instead. Just kidding. Actually, please visit www.ripitup.biz, download a copy of the Rip It Up workbook, and print it out. This workbook contains everything you will need to join in with the interactive exercises. Have you downloaded it? Good. To help get the ball rolling, let's start with a small act of radical change. The following page contains a picture of the rulebook. Please rip out the page right now, tear the rulebook into four pieces, and screw each of the pieces into a paper ball. Hopefully that wasn't too painful, and you felt your mind undergo a small but real change. I hope that you enjoyed the exercise, because throughout the book I'm going to ask you to alter many other aspects of your behavior and, each time, experience much more significant and important shifts in your thoughts and feelings. It's time to embrace a new approach to change, an approach that is grounded in science, overturns conventional thinking, and provides a basis for the easiest, quickest, and most effective ways of changing your life. So sit up straight, take a deep breath, and prepare to rip it up. 1. How to be happy. Where we meet that adorable genius William James, turn the world upside down, learn how to create good cheer at will, and visit